Prepare your eyes. It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM Breakfast.
Kia ora, Latia. How are you this morning? Hello, Latia. Mild technical difficulties, perhaps. Hello, have we got you?
Hello, am I on?
Yes, you're on, sorry.
Sorry, I actually just muted myself.
How are you this morning, Latia?
Good, about to brave the weather.
Yes, no, it's not pretty today.
Not pretty today. But good movie watching weather, very good movie watching weather.
This is true. What are we recommending today?
So this week I went and saw Celine Song's new film, Materialist, which is a new A24 film. I had a lot of hype around it. It stars Dakota Johnson as a New York City very successful matchmaker, Pedro Pascal as a handsome bachelor billionaire, and Chris Evans as her ex-boyfriend, broke Chris Evans. Yeah, so, yeah.
Poor Chris Evans.
He's a sort of struggling broke actor and her ex-boyfriend. They all kind of, their lives all sort of merge again, and they reconnect at a wedding for one of her clients, who Pedro Pascal is the brother-in-law of. So, yeah, it's an interesting film. It is very much Celine Song is very good at kind of taking very intimate contemporary dramas about modern romance and life and sort of its challenges when we don't say what we want to say like she did in past lives and what happens when we reconnect. And I think this film sort of follows a similar theme. So Dakota Johnson's character, she's a very successful matchmaker, and she meets Pedro Pascal, who is this, I think he essentially, according to her metrics, and she bases all dating and love off a metric profile. It's like, who are you best matched to? This is sort of like a market value, a market approximation, you know, looks, career, health, family status, etc., etc. She's attracted to him, and he's sort of what she calls a unicorn, the perfect man, but can they be an ideal match? And then when Chris Evans reappears, there's a lot of factors in his life and where she's evolved to from their relationship that don't work, but can they give it another go? So there's this sort of dynamic going on. And then there's this kind of interesting things we see with her clients. One of them, which starts off as quite funny, like a client that can't really seem to land a date or is really unsuccessful time and time again with men. But then something kind of sinister happens, and it actually kind of becomes a turning point in the story and a catalyst for something else. So, yeah, it's an interesting film. It's very beautifully shot. The clothing's beautiful. Dakota Johnson plays her characters with a sort of icy coldness and really calm effect, which I just think she'd be brilliant in season four of The White Lotus. She'd be
true. I so but, see that.
Yeah, she just has this, like, I think she's really funny, but at points I'm like, is there any chemistry between any of these characters? Or is she just really bored? is she just bored of this whole production? Is she just, like, I can't quite, so she's really hard to get a read on sometimes, but she's gorgeous, but it is kind of, sometimes I'm watching, I was like, do any of these people like each other? I can't actually tell.
I do know what you mean. I don't know. I'm such a sucker for a rom-com, but I do feel like, correct me if I'm wrong, I'm not like a film expert, but I feel like a rom-com for A24 is a little bit rogue. Is that like quite different for them? I don't know. I feel like I see more kind of like an indie film from them.
I think that's the thing with this film. I think it's been marketed as a rom-com, and in the trailer it's got this sort of dynamic, kind of spiky, comedic energy, the way that the trailer's cut. But I wouldn't say it's a romantic drama. There are definitely moments where there is, like, straight comedy.
Right.
It's actually more a romantic indie drama film than a comedy. It's definitely not like When Harry Met Sally, which I think is, like, the ultimate kind of rom-com.
Oh, yeah, classic.
like, the classic. Like, I don't think anything has ever really topped that. And I think part of me wanted a little bit more, like, maybe convention in the sense of, like, I kind of, part of me wanted it to hark back to those sort of early 2000s, 90s romantic comedies of, like, the who will she pick, and even though there's a slight formula to it, part of me wanted a little bit more of that, but it actually is more a romantic drama, and it is quite, I mean, Celine Song, she's kind of known for her pacing to be very, very subtle, very, very slow, nothing's ever too kind of raunchy or exaggerated. It's sort of like the subtle dynamics of kind of human manners and contemporary mannerisms and how we navigate life. So yeah, it's definitely more of that, but I think a lot of the comedy comes from Dakota Johnson and her just like, just sort of very straight, very straight the whole time.
Yeah, she does do that a lot.
And I'm like, girl, do you like this man? I can't tell. But yeah, as I said, gorgeously shot.
Yes.
And it's got this very kind of rich, beautiful kind of tone to it. It's a good watch. I mean, if I had to choose between Broke Chris Evans and rich, hot Pedro Pascal, I would be picking. But there's a few more kind of complicated dynamics in there. So, yeah, I would recommend it. I would recommend it as a film.
Amazing. So it's still got, like, a little bit more of that kind of A24 edge that you kind of get, but, you know, still dipping in very much so into the romance. Oh, it sounds great. Yeah, I kind of had heard a couple of mixed reviews, but it's good to get your take on it. Some people have been, like, a little bit funny about it.
Yeah, I think there's definitely I've read some really interesting critic reviews about it, about how it's quite an inert take on modern romance, and it really showcases the dire state of kind of heterosexual romance at the moment, where it's like,
right,
is relationships and marriage a business proposition, and do we just really need to treat it like that, and is love actually enough, and can those two things marry? So yeah, I think there is some sort of interesting insight there, but I still found it enjoyable.
That's in cinemas at the moment.
Yeah, in cinemas at the moment.
Amazing. Oh, well, thank you so much, Latia. That's a great recommendation. Head along to Materialist was what we were talking about today. New A24 romance comedy, but with a little bit of edge, I guess, with Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans, and Pedro Pascal. Thank you so much, Latia. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
You too. Thank you.
Awesome. Bye. Have a good day. Bye.
Viewmaster, only on 95BFM.